You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Mainstream country music has a problem with women. Its most powerful platform, commercial radio, features a shocking lack of female artists. That issue exploded this month when, for the first time in its history, the top 20 songs on Billboard's country airplay chart did not feature a single female artist. Some in the industry were embarrassed, while others just shrugged it off. The issue has even started to pop up in lyrics, like the song 10-Year Town from Emma White.
They don't hear a hit yet, so they don't give a shit yet, and they don't play girls anyway.
Marissa Moss, a reporter for Rolling Stone and many other outlets, has been all over this issue. She joins us in the studio. Hi, Marissa.
Hello.
So when you saw the Billboard Country Airplay chart came out for the first time since it began in 1990 with zero female artists in the top 20, what was your reaction?
Nausea. But, I mean, I was not surprised. It's upsetting, and it's been upsetting for a long time, but the trend is not, it's not improving. Things aren't getting better. So after that first initial feeling of, oh, God, this is awful, I was like, well, of course, because nothing has really changed to try to chip away at this problem yet.
Well, what do you think? In a year where the spotlight has been harsher and there's been some effort to address it, why has it gotten worse just even the last few months?
Well, I've heard everything from, sadly, that folks at radio, now that they're having this, you know, sort of so-called problem thrown at them more, have been not even wanting to play women as much, as sort of a rebellion from all of the pressure. To everyone sort of falls back on this faulty research that has been passed around for years saying that women don't want to hear women, but no one can actually sort of offer any concrete evidence that that's true. So that's still out there. And some of the folks still pushing that research are still out there.
Really early in my career, I was a radio programmer in music. And that was one of the things I was told, never play a female artist back to back. And this was in alternative rock in the 90s. So I know that this idea has been around a long time.
The problem is, at this point, it has become such an endemic part of country music that it's now becoming true because it's been around for so long. So now it really comes down to familiarity. You have these songs from men and you're so used to listening to men that when you hear a woman on country radio, it's kind of jarring to you. It prompts a reaction, and maybe that's not always going to be a good one. And it's not because it's a woman, it's because it sounds different. So it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
In most of music now, streaming is slowly either, not necessarily taking over radio, but it's getting almost equivalent. That hasn't necessarily been the case with country music. Are we seeing similar problems, though, with female inclusion on the streaming side?
We are. And I know there's a lot of hope for streaming when it comes to country as sort of being this place where women can finally have an equal playing field. And maybe that'll eventually come, but it hasn't now. You know, I was looking through Spotify's Hot Country playlist before I came here. And I think, you know, out of maybe 50, 40 songs, something like that, I saw two from women. And it was the same two from women that you would see on the country airplay chart. So they're not really doing anything to break out of the same pattern for women. But the thing is that right now, streaming, it's just not as powerful for country music. It's still terrestrial radio, and that doesn't seem to be changing yet.
There has been some efforts to acknowledge it. CMT hosted its first ever all-female Artist of the Year special. That featured Maren Morris, Carrie Underwood, many others. Morris addressed the problem during her acceptance speech.
I feel like the women in this room that I'm honored with tonight are putting out the most compelling, emotional, badass music right now of our lifetimes.
And Carrie Underwood, she also spoke about this topic on a podcast.
All of the little girls that are sitting at home saying, I want to be a country music singer. Mm-hmm. What do you tell them? You know, what do you do? How do you look at them and say, well, just work hard, sweetie, and you can do it, when that's probably it's not the case right now.
Marissa, who else do you think needs to speak up now in order to address this?
Men. I mean, it's great that CMT focused their Artist of the Year entirely on women. I think that was wonderful. And it's great to have Carrie speaking out. It's great to have Maren speaking out. Their voices are so important. But 2019 needs to be the year that country's men come out and kind of join this fight. That's what's missing.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Marissa.
Thank you.
Marissa Moss is a reporter for Rolling Stone, Billboard, and many other outlets. You can find links to her reporting and videos and songs from this story on our website, WPLN.org.
When you're all in, there ain't no way out. You keep saying any day now, but how long this takes is anybody's guess. No, it ain't how bad you want it. You're just praying for a moment. Yeah, you still might be an overnight success. Pay your dues, wait your turn. No guarantees is all I've learned. After 12 years in a 10-year town, try to fit the mold that's high.